Thank you for holding. Is this Guy?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Guy. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty good morning so far. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any specific questions about the listing on the first page of the Google search results?
No, I understand what she was saying.
Okay. So, have you heard of, like, Champion Computers and Cell Phone Repair, Computer Care Arlington, A-Plus Computers?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Those are the three guys that are up there now. We have one listing that became available within our company, and you made it onto our qualified candidates list. So once we're going down the list, basically looking for somebody to fill the spot. Once we fill the spot, we close out the category. We're not working with anybody else in this industry and service area. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we did see that you were using Home Advisor. I know Home Advisor uses Google to get the leads that they sell to you. The problem is they sell those leads to, like, everybody and their sisters, brothers, and cousins. So they're charging you even if you don't get the job. All we're doing here, basically, Guy, is we're cutting out your middleman. You know, we're just listing you independently up there. You have a direct relation with a Google partner and Google directly with this account. The customers would call you direct off the first page. We're not intercepting the call and dispatching it out. These customers are already on Google looking for a computer repair or a service that you offer, and you're up there as the top recommended guy. So at that point, we just let them call you directly. Okay? No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just a flat monthly rate. Now, the three that are up there now are different from you in the sense that you have extensive experience and you're a veteran, so there's some discounts that I could apply there. Their packages with website and everything included are $499 per month, and they paid a setup fee of $299 just to get everything rolling and go through our application fee for background screening. I can waive the application fee. I can also waive about $200 off your monthly cost, dropping it down to just $299, or about $10 a day if you break it down on a month-to-month basis. Okay. Now, this listing does come with a tracking system. So if you decide, oh, I'm not going to cancel Home Advisor, but I'll run them side by side, you'll be able to see specifically what's coming from us. That way you can effectively compare the two. I'm pretty sure after a month or so of this, you'll probably wind up canceling that Home Advisor listing if you haven't already.
Gotcha. I got you. Yeah, so that the pricing is pretty, sounds pretty good. But I'm not going to make a decision right now. I always like to try to think about it. Is there a way you can follow up with me in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me send you my contact info. I'll give you my direct number and extension, and then I'll set you up for a call back tomorrow, assuming if these guys haven't filled the spot already. And then we could just kind of take it from there. What's the best time for me to drop you on my calendar here?
It would be, you can call me anytime, say after 9.
After 9 o'clock? Okay. We get in 9 o'clock central. So
that's fine.
How about 9:30 tomorrow?
That sounds good. And then you got my number. You want me to give you my email address, or you already got that?
Yeah, the email would be effective, too. I could send you an email so that way you can look at things even more in depth than just, you know, I sent you the pricing page and everything there so you can get a breakdown.
That would be great.
Okay, what's your email?
It's Guy, G-U-Y, at affordix.com.
G-U-Y at affordix.com?
That's it. Yep.
All right. All right, I'll get this sent over to you, and then I'll circle back with you in the morning. If you have any questions, feel free to call or text at my direct number, okay?
And then to make sure I understand, y'all actually create a splash page, I guess, is what you're kind of doing, where they click on it and it goes to that website, and that's how y'all keep track of the marketing and everything?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called, splash page. So, yeah, there's a optimized landing, because we're local splash. You know, so it's an optimized landing page. We actually trademarked that phrase, splash page. They're .com websites that we build that are conversion-driven and compatible with the format of, you know, the Google Places placement because people use mobile devices, so they have, like, a responsive design and everything. It's really cool. But yeah, it's included in the package. So you're getting all our bells and whistles with the exception of like Google Ads and Google Guarantee. Those are a little bit more advanced and we could always upgrade you to that in the future. My goal was to just start with the minimum cost, get your foot in the door with that Google Places listing, have people start seeing you on the first page, and then, you know, ultimately compare that to what you're doing now. I don't know if you've read on Home Advisor, but you know, if you Google FTC versus Home Advisor, the Federal Trade Commission's legitimately considering shutting them down. I think they're going to make their decision on September 12th on if they're going to do that. And they've actually been shut down. Yeah, they've been shut down before. They were called Service Magic in the past, and then they got shut down by the FTC.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014, but the FTC didn't stop investigating them. They've actually still followed them since 2014. I could send you like a little article on it, and that way you could catch up.
Yeah, I do that. I didn't realize that. Do you know why they were getting shut down?
Yeah, so the article says FTC charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. Since 2014, the Angi affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. And so it just kind of continues to go that way. Because like I said, you know, they're buying a spot on Google. Like if you look up computer repair in Arlington, you scroll down, they have a listing there, 10 of you on Angi's, 10 of you on Home Advisor. Home Advisor owns Angi's. So they might get that one lead from Google for $5. They sell it on their platforms. Both platforms, maybe three times over for $30.
Like $35.
Yeah. So they're you know, created a monopoly there. But what's that doing to our entrepreneurs here in America? You know, these guys are just getting started or trying to start a business, and 90% of the guys buying those leads are just getting hit with a lead fee and no job. You know, so they're trying to.
Okay.
I mean, some people it works great. Obviously, you got to be one of those exceptions. So either where it looks like you're doing great on there. But they're trying to decide if it's more of a benefit or a detriment to the people that use it. So they'll conclude
gotcha.
On that soon, and I'll send you over that link so you could read into it.
All right. Well, sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely look into it. And, yeah, let's touch base tomorrow.
Sounds good. I got you all set for 9:30. Like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to call in or text.
Will do. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day, guy. Talk to you soon.
Bye.